Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rosalind Thompson with the Knoxville Public Library to talk about library events during the month of January.
The month of January, we're getting the post-holiday blahs, and a great way to take care of that is to come to the library and see what you have. And I know you have a few things that you're planning on to get everybody through the month of January.
Sure, absolutely. In January, we have our International Film Fan Club on the 10th, and we changed the date a little bit because the meeting room is busy on the 17th. So the international film is on the 10th at 6 o'clock. And we think it'll be a good movie. It's a French movie, and it's about two brothers who try to get their family together. And this is a Holocaust movie, but it is supposed to be, you know, not so down, and it's supposed to be a little uplifting about families coming together. It's called A Bag of Marbles. And then on the 8th, the second Tuesday of the month, we have the DIY workshop for adults, and they will be doing a cup or candle cozy out of old materials, like a sweater or something. So that looks like it'll be a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people have been showing up for those DIY workshops. So we encourage people to come. We'll have book club on the 14th. And it's our monthly meeting when we all meet to discuss one title. We have multiple copies of the book. And so everyone reads the same book, and then it's very interesting to see or to hear how people, what people get out of the book and how they enjoy the book or do not enjoy the book. But the book is called This Blessed Earth, and it's a year of a family on an American farm. So that'll be very relevant to a lot of people.
Sounds like something that would hit home for a lot of people living in our area.
Yes, we think so, and we usually pick out books that we hope will be of interest to people.
This is going to be a busy year for you because even as we speak, you're waiting for the completion of the main library renovation project, and I know you're looking forward to getting back in your regular home and in a new and improved site. Is there any projected time for occupancy, or are things still being worked on?
Well, we still hope to move back in May, mid-May, and we are really looking forward to being in our new home. So far, so good. You know, a little bit of a hiccup, which is expected during construction, I think. But we are back on progress, back on schedule.
And, of course, you mentioned your instrument rental program a few weeks ago, making it available to participants in the local band programs, which has really been helpful for the school district because they need all the extra instruments. And you've been thinking about perhaps expanding that to other items, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's been in the news quite a bit, and it's called Library of Things. And there are libraries in Iowa and nationwide, and they've expanded their collection to include any variety of things. And it could be tools, it could be board games, it could be fishing gear, any number of things. And so, you know, we have the instrument, the musical instrument program, where we loan out musical instruments to middle school kids mostly. And that's really been very successful. And we've had, a lot of people make use of that. And we've also had people donate musical instruments to the library. So we're thinking of expanding that program and just developing the idea that it's what the community needs. Maybe someone in the community needs, some tools that they don't have access to. Then they could come to the library and we could check it out and they could return it free of charge. So that's kind of nice. It's still something that we're considering and just gathering information about. So something to think about, and especially, when we move back into our new building, that we may have the room to store a few other things. So
a lot of people, I'm sure, in their garage have a tool that they bought that they used one time, and now it's gathering dust, and they would have preferred to just borrow it or use it for a short term and then take it back. And this is the perfect solution for them if they can't afford it or they simply don't want to keep around a gadget that they don't have long-term use for.
Sure, yeah. I think that's a great idea. And again, we would have to do a survey, I think, on what the community needs.
Thanks to Rosalind Thompson from the Knoxville Public Library for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.